Mr. Turkle.
April 25th is National Secretary's Day. Technically, it's now Administrative Professionals Day, but I've never heard anyone call it that. In the late 1980s, when I first started working as a word processor in law firms, they put champagne and roses in everyone's mailbox. Everyone except mine, that is, because I was just a temp. The proofreaders, aspiring poets who considered themselves a cut above secretaries, were torn about whether to accept the goodies if it lumped them in with lowly women who hadn't gone to college. But greed usually won out. Over the years, Secretary's Day evolved into Staff Appreciation Week. The observances swelled to lavish proportions. Big shot partners would put on funny hats and serve ice cream or breakfast. Sometimes there would actually be a gift you wanted. My friend Rosemary and I asked some of our coworkers about the most memorable observances in their careers.
Well, usually they would take you out to lunch, usually get flowers or candy from the attorneys. Like a lot of them would give you like a $25 gift certificate, never a raise or something good like money.
I really haven't been to a place where it's been acknowledged. Oh, I take it back. I think one time somebody might have gotten coerced by the secretaries and maybe bought some flowers, but that's about it. I've never been taken out to lunch or anything.
They give us an ice cream social. Some of the partners would be servers, and they give us a gift certificate to some place, like a client, you know, so the client makes money.
It's either a cup with the firm's name on it, a blanket with the firm's name on it, a backpack with the firm's name on it, and we get gift certificates that are never enough. You know, they give you like a $15 gift certificate for Nordstrom's. I mean, how far is that going to go on Nordstrom's, right?
Every Staff Appreciation Day, we would all get one of those little chair massage things, which was nice.
Secretary's Day was created in 1952 by a man named Harry Klumpfuss, ostensibly to make up to women for the dehumanization caused by the dictaphone. The holiday was proclaimed that year by the Secretary of Commerce. Today, the main source of information about the holiday is the Hallmark Company's website, which informs us that there are about 4.1 million secretaries and administrative assistants in the U.S. workforce, according to the U.S. Department of Labor. 99% of secretaries and administrative assistants are women.
Oh, Mary, I forgot to send that wire to the Wisconsin Mills.
I sent it after lunch.
Oh, that's fine. Say, you know, I forgot all about that sales meeting tomorrow.
The sales department's been notified. Bitter and Company, listen up.
My goodness, you never forget anything, do you?
You do, though.
What now, Mary? Oh, my medicine. Well, I forgot that purposely.
You take it when you get home.
Yeah, all right.
Good night, Mr. Ritter.
I first started working as a secretary in the mid-60s when one addressed one's boss as Mr., and there were very few Mrs. and no Mrs. I have witnessed many changes for the better in the life of a secretary. Far fewer pots of coffee are now brewed or cups washed. A boss of mine used to leave his dirty coffee cup in his outbox, perched atop the piles of work he left for me several times a day. I can now laugh about taking a Great Dane called Beowulf for walks through the San Francisco Financial District on my lunch hour. His owner companion, my boss, was a renowned family law practitioner who was among the first to be contacted when divorce among San Francisco's rich and famous was imminent. She was accustomed to being catered to, and her dog was no different. When he tired of napping on the plush carpeting in the air-conditioned inner sanctum, he would scoop up his leash in his mouth and head for the hot and steamy linoleum-floored room that shared an air shaft with the Italian restaurant below. That was where my coworker and I transcribed legal briefs from long yellow-lined paper on our up-to-the-minute models of the IBM Selectric. Beowulf would loom over us and gently nudge us with his snout while we pleaded for him to wait for his master's sister/chauffeur to return to the office to take him out. The Great Dane always prevailed.
With the advent of personal computers, secretary is a rapidly changing identity.
I don't even call myself a secretary anymore. I'm an assistant. I think secretary, sometimes the word kind of denotes maybe, you know, the way it used to be in the old days when the lady would sit at the desk and file her nails and get her boss's coffee and buy him lunch and do his personal errands, and she was like his mom. And it's not like that anymore. Were kind of recognized more as, well, somebody who's your right hand, not who's somebody who's there to take care of you, but to pick up the slack and fill in the blanks for your what you don't have time to produce. And it's an elevated position.
You know, we'd always call the attorney Mister, bring in the coffee, and it was nice, actually. I guess because I was a stewardess or flight attendant, and I was used to waiting on people, you know, and that to me was always part of my personality. So when I worked for an attorney, I wanted to do everything for them. You know, I wanted to sharpen their pencils and wash their cups out and bring them coffee. And as part, it wasn't expected of me, but that's what I would do.
Do you feel like now you're maybe appreciated less because you're not doing that kind of personal service so much?
Well, I don't think I'm appreciated less for not doing that kind of thing, but I definitely think that, especially this firm I'm with now, that I feel that I am just a number, 60026. I feel no respect at all for legal secretaries, because we're almost a thing of the past. We're not really secretaries anymore. We're assistants, and all we do is billing, you know, answer the telephone. We don't do things anymore that legal secretaries used to do. I cannot even imagine anyone wanting to be a legal secretary now. There's no skill to it.
I think being a legal secretary, the experience of it is changing. We were looked at as typists and sort of people that don't really think that much. I think attorneys are talking to us now on an intelligent level. As a secretary, things have changed in that the attorney will say, well, this is what's going on in the case. This is what happened before. They're giving us more of a big picture rather than just, here's some papers, just type this paper. Now they're saying what it's about, so that we're getting, you know, they're treating us more like a partner with them, you know, their little corporation, and we're part of it. And that's good. You know, it's really gotten better. We're getting we're getting more respect.
If a younger person asked me today, should they go into this line of work, I would say no. Back when I did it, there was a lot more room for initiative. Whereas today, everything is so specialized, and particularly with technology today, with word processing, I mean, all the associates do all their own typing. They don't need us. They really don't need us. The work used to be a lot more interesting because there was more room for us to participate as a team member. That's not there anymore. We're just part of the machinery.
Mr. Turco!
Ah!
Mr. Allagash. Hi. Mr. Allagash is on the phone. He's real, real anxious to talk to you.
You couldn't maybe get him to hold for a minute?
Well, you got him in Dynatech. You know the one I said go short on, and it's fine, but he don't want to hear it from a secretary.
There's no paper.
What?
There is no paper in this stall. Get me some?
Paul, what's it like for you being a guy in a field that's historically and still predominantly women?
People are used to a secretary being a woman. That feels natural to them, and they seem to feel comfortable. So being a male, sometimes I think that attorneys expect more. I know it sounds sort of sexist, but I believe because I'm a male, the attorneys expect me to be smarter and not emotional. They relate to you sort of like you're their buddy sometimes.
The observance of Secretary's Day in large firms has shifted in recent years from an individual to a corporate responsibility. Some secretaries find this a reflection of the increased routinization and bureaucratization of the work itself. Ellen has been secretary to the managing partner of a major law firm for 15 years.
It used to be more of a special day where the bosses would maybe the like if you had more than one attorney, the attorneys would all take you out to lunch or something like that, or they would make a point of treating you special in some way that day by bringing in flowers, or maybe some attorneys would give a gift certificate, and some attorneys would also take the person out to lunch either that week or some other time. But you know, over the years, I mean, I've been working for the same people, so it's either that they just think they don't have to do that kind of thing anymore, they don't have to appreciate me, or it's because, you know, now we have staff appreciation, and I think they feel like the managers are taking care of it for them, so they don't have to do anything. But I don't feel like it's very nice.
The employment environment in general has become a less kind, less gentle place over the years. There were so many advances made in the 60s, or even from FDR up through the 60s, in terms of being more humane. And then as all these firms merged and got bigger and more corporate and more bureaucratic and less personal, and it just got colder and crueler.
The shift from Secretary's Day to Staff Appreciation prevents people like me, who don't work for individual attorneys, from being left out, but might also make secretaries more invisible than some feel they already are.
No, I think it makes me feel better. Not that I think that. I know that it makes me feel better that others are included. The people that, all the people that support the attorneys in a law firm are important. The messengers, the caterers, the receptionists, everyone, accounting, all aspects, facilities, we all need to be acknowledged. And I think that's great that it's been inclusive now instead of just secretaries.
Well, I think we already are invisible, so definitely calling it staff. It doesn't cut out whether you work in the file department or whether you deliver mail or whether you are actually an accomplished legal secretary. So I think it's definitely demeaning to be called Staff Appreciation Day. Not that staff shouldn't be appreciated. I'm not saying that at all, or that I'm in any way should be appreciated more, but I think it started out as secretary boss rather than, you know, who delivered the mail and all that type of thing. And I don't mean to demean anybody, but I just think that it used to be a wonderful thing to be a legal secretary. It was a step above everybody else.
I think they should just call it Secretary's Day, because it took them so long to finally admit that we were an important part of their daily life. So why did they change it? So it's like, we appreciate you, but no, we're going to take it back.
Some people think that the whole idea of Secretary's Day is condescending. After all, isn't it kind of like saying, we have this one week when we appreciate you, so we don't have to feel bad about how we treat you the rest of the time?
See, I don't care for those kind of holidays. I lump them all under Hallmark holidays. They're like Father's Day, Mother's Day, Secretary's Day. They benefit the card company and the candy company and those kind of people.
No, I don't think that so much. And I think it is nice that when they have, you know, ice cream socials and the attorneys take care of us, you know, they do all the ice cream cones, and we have lunch, and or we have a party, and then they do bring around and they say thank you very much for all your service for the year. So I'm all right with that. I would feel bad if they didn't do anything. But it is, I think, unfair, because a lot of attorneys just fuss over and you see flowers and everything, and then you work for attorney and they don't even say Happy Secretary's Day. Uh-huh. Which, of course, is sort of what's happened to me in my last 20 years.
I'm just not bothered, but then I'm older and, you know, I'm not career-oriented. I want to come in. I just want to do the necessary and get out. I'm 60 plus. I've been there, done that, bought the t-shirt, and I would prefer to be retired, but my circumstances are that I have to continue working. I come in, I work hard, and I go home.
I like it. I'll take anything I can get. And I think it does give people pause to think, oh yeah, I guess this person does do stuff for me every day, Monday through Friday, and maybe I need to remember that. But I don't necessarily need food. I want money or time off.
If they're going to give us something, then they can condescend all they want.
If you could ask for a particular kind of observance, what would you prefer?
More money. Well, isn't that really why most people do this kind of work, is for money?
Everyone to have a day off, the day off, but that's not feasible, so.
Why isn't it feasible?
The country would pretty much grind to a halt without us working if we were all off en masse in one day.
Actually, I wouldn't mind getting a $1,000 bonus for staff appreciation.
In the past, I got to help make a decision about what we were going to have. And when the Embarcadero Center opened the cinema, we thought it would be really cool if everyone could have movie tickets. So what we did is we split the staff up, and for 2 days, we had half staff. And everybody was okay with that. We made sure all the desks were covered. And then half the staff got to go to lunch one day and then go to the movies after. And you could pick any movie you wanted, and there's like 5 different movies there or something like that. And then the other day everybody else would go, and they would go to their movie. Well, we were really just giving out movie tickets to everyone, and nobody really had to go to the movies. So you could just go... You could just take the rest of the day off. And I thought that everyone really, really appreciated having a half day off.
I wish that they would appreciate us on more of a daily basis. An occasional thank you, job well done, is usually more than an actual gift.
You know, if you've worked with your bosses and you have a good rapport, they're going to be saying thank you every day. It's nice to say, okay, great, you're setting us out today, but, you know, let's throw in a few extra dollars there to go along with that appreciation. I think it would be nice just to have a lunch, a little bonus for staff appreciation, you know, if it's no more than $50.
A secretary named Patricia Horosky originated National Boss Day in 1958. It's on the calendar for October 16th. So have you ever observed Boss's Day?
Are you serious? There's a Boss's Day? Why?
It seems a bit unfair in that many firms celebrate Staff Appreciation Week, and they only get the one day. So I think for parity, it should be a secretary's or administrative support day, and then also boss's day. In order for it to be memorable, you know, it needs to be something more than, I don't know, flowers and a card. Although those are very nice gifts, you know, just something a little bit with more imagination would be appropriate on both parts, part of the secretary giving it to the boss and the boss to the secretary.
What do you usually do for Boss's Day?
Well, this year I tried to do the Boss's Week, give little surprises each day. And mine also were not memorable because I can't remember what I gave right now.
A few times I have. Basically, I just bought a card and a gift card, like, you know, $5 to 7-Eleven.
Yes, I try to do that on a yearly basis just to show that I appreciate them appreciating me too, you know. And so some of the fellow staffers, we get together and we do one big party, or, you know, we do either do breakfast or we do a catered lunch for them.
I actually one time bought a boss's card, but do you know, I never used it. I finally threw it away because I knew I would never use it.
What do you wish people who have never done clerical work knew about what we do?
I don't think that they realize that you almost have to go into training to be able to sit so long.
I think it would be really wonderful if the attorneys and the partners and the people who manage the firm could really understand how much of an effort we make and how dedicated we are. I saw an article recently where the firm was expounding on all of its efforts and everything that it does, and yet there wasn't a single mention in the article about the staff. And I think they made a huge mistake in saying something like that, because it wouldn't be so seamless if without us. I think they made an error in forgetting to add at least me into that mix.
So if you have a secretary or assistant, remember, Wednesday is the day to dust off that ice cream server's hat, or at least remember her name. Thanks to all the people who contributed to this report: Nettie, Cheryl, Victoria, Denise, Eunice, Paul, Les, Norma, Pam, Natalie, Ellen, and Deanne. I'm Kate Raphael with Rosemary Lenahan for KPFA Women's Magazine.